YKM Manning Volleyball is into a regional semifinal, and we are talking now with their head coach, McKaylee Cron. Coach, I mean, you guys are playing some pretty good volleyball right now. You're one of the final 32 left standing there in the 1A field. You know, how are we feeling right now?
Yeah, I think really good. The girls are having a lot of fun. It was definitely one of our goals to get this far and farther. So hopefully Monday night we can pull through.
Yeah, you look at your postseason path so far, you never really know what to expect when it comes to the pairing. Sometimes you get teams you aren't familiar with. Sometimes you get teams you're familiar with. Sometimes you get really good teams. Sometimes not the case. You guys have played two really good teams in Boyer Valley and then Kingsley Pearson. You've came out with wins. Tell us about those games and what you're kind of liking, what you liked in those wins.
I thought the girls did a really good job serve receiving both nights, and that's kind of been a focus for us this year. Just making sure we can control our side of the ball, stay in system as much as possible. And I thought they did a really good job serving at them to keep them out of system as much as possible. So it just helps us run our offense and not have to play defense quite as much if they can give us a free ball. And I thought they did really well last week or this week with both of those things.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, two really good teams you guys have faced so far in the tournament. You know, you're part of a really tough conference in the Western Iowa Conference. Do you feel like maybe the challenges that you guys went through in the season, seeing some of those teams, ultimately prepared you for the challenges that have come your way in the postseason?
Oh, definitely. I think when we just go out every night, and I mean, even now you look at Audubon, they won their first two regional games, and they didn't have a lot of wins throughout the season. In the conference, not a bad team. It's just it's hard to play in the WIC sometimes. Day in and day out, is basically every team is going to be a good game. So you can't really overlook anybody. But I definitely think our competition throughout the year has helped us. Even some of our tournaments we played in, we had some good schools there. We saw Red Oak in one of our tournaments. You know, anytime you can play good schools, it's always nice to do that.
You know, offensively for you guys this year, I mean, you've had a couple of hitters that have been really, really good with Keegan Eichscheid and Addison Bando and Ella Langle, all of whom have triple-digit kills. Let's start there. What do those three do as hitters that makes them so potent?
I think they just do a good job of transitioning off the net and making sure they get their full approach, you know, just so they can jump higher, all of that. And just hitting the shots, like different spots, not just slamming it down the line the whole time or cross court the whole time. They mix it up, throwing a tip here and there, a roll. Using Keegan and Addy really both do a good job of tooling the block. Ella does tool the block too. I think it's just a little bit easier for the other two because they're a little bit taller than she is. But I mean, for Ella's 5'6", she does an awesome job up there at the net for us.
And of course, a lot of that starts with your setter, right? And Carly Arp has been phenomenal this year. What is it that makes her, you know, kind of the quarterback of the offense, so to speak, there?
I just think she's done a good job. I mean, she's a senior this year. She knows, like, hey, this is our time. She also started playing for us as a freshman, and we weren't very good when she was a freshman. And so we've kind of, like, grown together as a team with her. So I think she just does a good job of rallying them back together and, you know, we get down by a couple points, and she's like, okay, we can do this. You know, she's definitely a leader on the floor for us.
You'd mentioned that, you know, in your previous two postseason wins up to this point, serve-receive had been something you guys had been very good at in those. Was that, like, an area of emphasis coming into the postseason?
I think just all year it is, because if we can't pass the ball, then we can't set and we can't hit. You know, like, it's just anytime we can be in system, we just talk about that a lot, anytime we can be in system, we have a really great offense, and I think it's hard to defend. So the other teams keeping us out of system is not great for us. So we spend a lot of time in practice on serve-receive. And, I mean, you can always get better. Everybody's serve is different. That's the hard part, because in practice you really only see your team serve, you know, but there's just so many different varieties and speeds of the ball and everything, kind of like batting, I think, in baseball and stuff. But, yeah, so just – a lot of emphasis on serve-receive just this whole year, last year, all of the years, just to make sure we can run our offense.
Now looking to the next challenge ahead, which is another really good team in West Winona, somebody you guys haven't played in like 15 years, according to Bound. What do you know about them? What are the thoughts on this draw?
I don't know a lot about them. I've been watching some tape today on them. They look pretty comparable, I would say, to us. They do hit a little bit more out of the back row than what we see normally, I would say. So we're going to probably work a lot on that today in practice and just be ready for them. But like I told the girls last night, if we can control our side of the court, you know, make sure we don't have a lot of unforced errors and hitting errors and communication errors, different things like that. I said, usually we play pretty well, and that gets us a little bit of momentum and energy, and we can roll.
What would you say is the most important thing for your team on Monday night?
I think just going in, being ready, making sure we can pass the ball well, stay on our toes, we don't get caught standing, that kind of thing. And just we need to bring a lot of energy. Volleyball is a game of momentum, so as much momentum as we can have on our side of the court, the better for us, and I think we can do that. I also think just, you know, playing in loud gyms is kind of nice. So hopefully we get a good environment on Monday, and it should be a good game.
It's McKaylee Cron, the head volleyball coach, and ICAM Manning as her team gets ready for a regional semifinal. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck.
Thank you.